fortunate and privileged. I work with my aunties. I work with my brothers and sisters. I work with my friends on recovery in Tagish Koshe and Dakwenje, Tan Kwachan Kwenje. I am privileged to have these people in this language. I am privileged to have my family, Egachlan, in these episodes of Words and Culture. Soko Sunny Denat E. You take good care of yourselves out there.
First is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board.
Dobrodošli. It's time for Cause and Effect. Yes, it is. Time for Cause and Effect here on WRIR. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., we cover a focus on the music of an individual artist, or maybe a genre or a place or time, something like that, but usually an artist. And we dive really deep into the music that influenced them, their own music, of course, and their peers and folks that they've influenced, that they've been around that long, and so forth. And rarely do we have the opportunity to actually have the artist here in person when we're doing a cause and effect about them. But that's what we're going to do today on Cause and Effect. My name is Bill Lupoletti. I'm usually the host of the program Global Agogo. That's the Global Agogo theme song that you're hearing in the background. And my program is on Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. And today we're going to be doing a cause and effect on the band Loboco. Loboco is a young band. They play Congolese guitar dance music. We'll tell you more about that as we go on if you're not familiar with it, which you might not be. And they are based in New York City. They're led by Yoni Sungo. I'm going to let him pronounce his name for you himself. Yoni Loboco. Let's do that. That's what he likes to call himself. And he's the band leader, plays guitar, sings, writes a lot of the material. And he's got three colleagues in the band. They are going to be playing tonight here in Richmond at Reveille Experiences. And I can tell you that there are a handful of tickets remaining for that show. The doors are going to open at 7 o'clock at Reveille for that. So if you're interested, there's still an opportunity to get to see them. But it's mostly, almost completely sold out at this point, which is really cool. And the band is excited to be here. And they're going to come in here and kind of take over the show. We're going to do an interview. And my colleague David Noyes from Ambiance Congo which you can hear on WRIR every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. And he's a major, major expert on Congolese music. He's going to join me here in interviewing the band. And so we've got a lot going on. And, of course, and I should say that the band is going to kind of take over the show after we do some interviewing or while. And they're going to play their own music, play stuff that they've brought. They've got, I know that Yoni and Morgan, the drummer, have a new single that they've done together. Hopefully we'll get to hear that. Other unreleased and unknown stuff, but really the stuff that they're into. Like, what are they listening to? What's the stuff that's influenced them, the band, and has gotten them in the direction that they're going in? So a real cause and effect done by the actual artists. Should be a lot of fun. And there is something else that I should tell you about here, of course, which is that it's WRIR's Fall 2024 Fun Drive. Just started yesterday at 1 o'clock. It's going to continue through next Saturday. We're raising $45,000 for community radio in this drive. We're well over $25,000 already, thanks to all of the sustaining monthly donations that we receive from folks. So if you're one of the people who's a monthly donor, thank you so much for your support. Thanks to the folks who have donated early. We had a very active pre-fund drive donation period as well. So we're sitting pretty here. We're in really good shape, but that doesn't mean that you can't donate. We need to raise $45,000 to make this station viable for the next 6 months. And the way to do that is for you to go to WRIR.org, click on one of the donate buttons there on the homepage. You can make a monthly sustaining donation. You can make a one-time donation. Either of them is okay with us. We'll tell you more about the drive as the program goes on, but that's the main thing I wanted to let you know right now. WRIR.org, make that donation. And thank you so much for your support. I want to start the program by letting you know what this band Loboco sounds like. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a recording of them performing live at the Club New Blue in New York City. This is September of 2023, and they're going to do one of their songs, Ekenge. And this is what it's going to sound like in concert, a little different from their only recording right now, which is just a 45, because it's a full band, multiple guitar players, and that is one of the keys to this Congolese music, is the guitar playing and the interplay of the guitarist is so important. But the bass and the drums are crucial, too, that we'll be talking about all of this stuff when the band comes in here. But right now, here is Loboco and the song Ekenge, recorded live. Check this out, and you can check this band out here on Cause and Effect for the next 2 hours, and also tonight at Reveille Experiences. Thank you.
Thank you. That was fucking street of Kinshasa. Was a king for you.
All right, that's Loboco, recorded live at New Blue in New York City, September 9th, 2023, and their live version of Ekenge. And you will probably hear that song tonight when they perform at Reveille Experiences, which is in Carytown here in Richmond. And there's still a few tickets that are going to be available for walk-ups. No more advanced sales for tonight's show there, but a few tickets available for walk-ups. And we've got Loboco, or at least a half of Loboco, in the studio right now. Yoni, you want to get up to the mic and say hello?
Absolutely.
All right, and you want to get as close to that mic as you can get. And you can turn it around. You don't have to face that direction.
Okay.
Just
great,
yeah,
great,
yeah,
great.
There you go.
Yeah.
Excellent. So welcome to Richmond, your first time here?
Oh, yeah. I think so, yeah. I think first time in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And so tell folks a little bit about yourself. You're the front man of this band, the singer, lead guitar player. You're a native of Kinshasa?
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in Kinshasa.
Awesome. Yeah. And how long have you been in the States?
I've been in the States since 2011. My father moved to the States like in the 90s, and then just one day decided to have his kids closer to him, and then it happened, and then I've been living in the States since and enjoyed it.
Good. You like it here?
Oh, absolutely. Very, at least in New York, where I was brought up, kind of partially. So in New York was very diverse, so... Mm-hmm. That made it very welcoming and not really like, separated from my roots, at least like the African roots.
Right. Where in New York did you grow up?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So in Crown Heights.
Okay, cool.
That was like the area I grew up in.
Yep. I'm from Queens originally.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, I kind of like used to live there at some point, but...
I'm sure. You lived everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah.
So how did you get into the kind of music that you guys are playing? What was it that turned you... Did this happen when you were still in Kinshasa, or did it happen later?
Sort of happened when I was in Kinshasa. Growing up, I was in like church environment, like Catholic environment. But we do music a little bit different. It's not just like madrigal stuff. So we go a little bit more into traditional music. And when I started getting interested in playing guitar, I found it fascinating that people were doing crazy guitar lines. And I'm like, that's what I want to do. So I kind of like put the singing on the side and started focusing on like learning guitar. And later on, I was picking up guitars kind of like fast, and people started hiring me to be like the second guitarist on like very like small local bands slash like churches. And yeah, that's where it went. And we started composing with friends that later on became even popular in Kinshasa.
Like who?
There's a pianist named Adada. Shout out to him. He played with a very popular local artist named Fabregas. And he's like, he was the magic man behind the entire, their first album called Ana People. I worked with him. I worked with a guy named Jean-Luc Bissima, a son of like a former guitarist of Zaiko. And those were like the people that I surrounded myself with, like a guy named Stani, which was Adolphe Dominguez, another big artist in Congo. Was his bass player, so I kind of like familiarized myself with them, and then we kept moving like that.
Okay, I should also I want to bring up to the mic my colleague David Noyes from Ambiance Congo, who can tell you a little bit about all of those people that you just cited.
I can't tell any more than he did. I mean, it's like I just listened to their music.
Yeah, well, I mean, so Yoni said Zaiko. He's referring there to Zaiko Langa Langa,
yeah.
Which is one of the most famous popular bands ever to
and
come out
still,
of.
Well, they're absolutely. Still around. Yeah, they're still around.
They're still around and very active. They tour, they travel, like... Yeah, just like...
Yeah, I just saw a poster for a show in Paris.
Yeah. Mm. Right. I think they're doing, Zénith de Paris or something like that. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, and Neil Colongo is just still going strong. It's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Recently, one of my uncle actually had the whole band, play for their wedding, and it was very awesome.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Cool.
Stuff like that. I would love to have that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Very, very active people.
Right, and so that brings up kind of the next question, which is, You know, here in the U.S., the Congolese music, which, you know, is so popular at home. And we should also explain to people that the Democratic Republic of the Congo is a ginormous country.
It's huge.
Absolutely
yeah.
huge.
So area-wise, it's like the size of Western Europe.
Yeah, when people don't realize there's a lot of different ethnic groups. It's not like, you know, all Africans are Africans or all yes. Congolese are Congolese. It's like there's a lot of different ethnic groups. They have different rhythms, like the Shiluba rhythm of like Shalimwana and people like that.
Yeah, you have a lot of like diverse, like, I guess, diverse culture within, I guess, like a big umbrella Congo. And then you get, like he mentioned, like you have like Baluba have their own way of playing music. You have Basonge has a different way to play. You have Bakongo, they have their own different way. Like sometimes they could kind of like sound very similar, but they have this very, very subtle, I guess, understanding of rhythm. And to an I guess untrained ear, it just sound like, oh, this all sound the same, but it's very, very different. And the languages are very, very different. Like the way they could, I guess, identify with the music. It could be either it's like very spiritual. It's like music for funerals. It could be marriage. Music for just like marriage or like a very specific occasion. Like, you know, yeah. And unfortunately, a lot of those music that I really take a huge interest in, they're not really as popular as like the Seben, because I mean you can't get away from Seben or Rumba because of like all the guitar lines, because and it's beautiful, and then the singers are like amazing, so you can't really get away from it. But yeah, the interest into like very traditional Congolese music is very, very, very important.
Yeah, like we're in this country, the music that was most popular originally was the Seben music, like Machacha, Dibala, right?
Yep.
Arlos Mubele, people
Mubele,
like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is really great background for listeners, I think, because it's really making the point there that, you know, the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Republic of the Congo, which is just across the river,
yes.
You know, it's a huge area with a huge number of people, extremely diverse. And one of the things that created a culture for that region, especially after the independence,
yes,
is the development of the music.
Yes,
this is something that all of the ethnic groups can actually in Congo. There's over 100, right?
Yes,
can all share and do all share.
Yeah,
and you hear elements of every ethnic group's traditional rhythms in the music, and so it's extremely important from a sociological point of view, and not just you know that it's cool music, which of course it is cool music, and it's been adopted by people first of all over Africa,
absolutely,
and then in the African diaspora, so especially Western Europe, and this is kind of where I was going with my question. Not so much in the U.S. The Congolese community here is pretty small,
very,
by comparison,
very small.
And so you come to the U.S. and you're playing guitar.
Yes.
And where are you finding musicians? Who are you playing with? What are you doing?
Oh, I mean, it's kind of tough. Like we're saying, like the Congolese, I guess, music environment is kind of small. So it's very hard to find like musician that you could actually relate yourself to, or, you know, hire, because everybody, mm-hmm. and we know the reality in the U.S. It's like you come here, you're an immigrant, and you have to find a sustainable job, and we know music could be very, very painful if you don't find regular gigs, like,
yeah.
truth be told, you know, so I think that could be one aspect of it, but, like, the way I found musician, it was just, like, playing whatever I could. When I first moved here, I played whatever I could, and then I met Morgan,
mm-hmm.
Our drummer, and he's a DJ, too, and a producer as well, because I'm a producer, we collaborate in a lot of stuff. So I met Morgan, and through Morgan we used to do this jam session, we call the Yam session. We perform with a bunch of artists, so it's like, you know, people just keep spreading the word, and ultimately we kept expanding, and then we decided to make Loboko. We made Loboko. Loboko was a thing in what, 2019?
Yeah,
we decided to like actually start it, like, with whatever we have, and then we just like went full force, and then COVID happened, we kind of like, you know, separated a little bit, and then now we're just coming back.
And so this would be a good time to get Morgan Greenstreet up here to the mic. Morgan, No, right here. Just join me.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here, and it's great to have you back, because we were comparing notes on this this morning. You were here, like, we think it was 10 years ago with your band Caricatura. That's like a really long time ago.
Yeah, that's a shocking figure. That's a shocking figure. 10 years.
Yeah. So how did you meet Yoni? What's your side of the story?
So at the time I was working at Afropop Worldwide, and I was playing in some Afrobeats band, like Afrobeat, Fela's music. But I wasn't super into Congolese music. I had some music I'd heard a fair amount, but I wouldn't say like that I was digging deeper or anything like that. And then an artist contacted me named Nkumu Katalai, and he said he was looking for a drummer and would I be interested. So I was like, okay, sure, I'll try out. And Yoni was playing guitar in the band. So, you know, at that time you were quite a young kid, but like obviously very, very talented. And I had a lot to learn. So I stayed with Nkumu for a couple years, and he's also a drummer, so he was very particular and definitely let me know that I had room for improvement. And you know, and both Yoni and Kumu started sharing music with me to listen to, like stuff, you know, updating, because at that point I wasn't really collecting records, but the stuff that I had was like, you know, I had a lot of like Franco records and Tabule, and like, you know, the music has moved on quite a bit from there. I mean, even though they're legends, like the arrangements of the music and the way the music sounds now is quite different. So I had a lot of catching up to do. So over the years, I got more and more interested. And out of the Yam session, Yoni and I decided, like, you know what? Like, if we actually put a little work into this, it could sound pretty good. You know, like do our own songs, do our own arrangements, you know. So that's where it came from.
Yeah, and there's just not that many Congolese bands in the U.S., and certainly not ones doing original material.
Yes, not so many.
And so when I heard about you guys, I was like, oh, that is really awesome. That is what America needs. And I got to see you play live last year at the Secret Planet Showcase.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And the first, Jim Bland from Plan 9 Records has just walked in. Jim and I were at that showcase, and we kind of turned to each other and said, we got to bring this band to Richmond.
Okay,
and so now we've finally done that. And that's really cool.
Oh,
so you're listening to Cause and Effect here on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. And I want to remind you that in addition to this cool interview that we've got going on with Loboco, it is also WRIR's Fall 2024 Fund Drive. And it's time for you to make your donation to support this great community radio project. 20 years now in process. And we thank everyone for all the support they've given us throughout the years, but it's time to make your donation for this six-month period. WRIR.org to make that donation. You can make it a monthly installment donation, or you can make a one-time donation. We've got some great premiums to offer you. This T-shirt is really cool looking that we're offering at the T-shirt level, $65 donation. And then we've got this coffee mug from diner-style coffee mug, and also a pound of breakfast blend coffee brewed, roasted specifically for WRIR by Afterglow Coffee. And that's at the second level, $125 level. And but you can find out more about all those premiums at our website, WRIR.org, which is where you can go to make your donation. I also want to remind folks that in addition to the Loboco show tonight, we've also got WRIR's Monster Masquerade happening at Gallery 5. That show is going to start at 7 p.m. And we've got Obliv, Nicholas F., Caterpillar Trap, Are You Mad For It, which is billed as the world's greatest Oasis cover band, and WRIR DJs as well. DJ B. Rice is going to be spinning there. So that is happening tonight. We've got all kinds of things going on, but I don't want to let you off the hook without you making your donation right now. WRIR.org, click on the donate button, give what you can and what this project is worth to you and your community. And we're going to get back to our interview and to some music. Morgan, you got anything queued up that you want to play? He's a ringer here. This is a guy who does his own radio show as well. He's got the program is called Is This Afrobeats? To which the answer is always no, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Very great concept.
Yeah.
And this is on East Village Radio, which you can hear at eastvillageradio.org. Is that, that's right?
Uh-huh.
And you're on Mondays?
I'm usually on every other Thursday night, 10 to midnight, but it's been so incredibly busy this month that I've been jumping in where I can. So Yoni and I were on the radio last Monday, and that was really fun, playing just générique, so like Congolese music.
Tribute to générique, which if people don't know, it's just like, I guess, like the introduction of an album. So it's like all the dance breaks that's supposed to happen in the music, like, or on the album, just kind of like mashed up together.
It's like for Congolese music, it's like what the overture is in a Broadway musical,
Symphony.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
I never thought about that way. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of the summary of everything that's gonna happen in the rest of the record.
You know, they used to do that with the older music too, with the adagio, where the singers would sing and they would bring in, they would give the message to the music, and then they have a mid tempo section, and that was where you got introduced to where the music was going to go, and then there's the seven at the end.
Okay.
No, so it's like really, it's really formal.
So before it got to be two parts, which was like the statement and then the seven, and then the seven got longer and longer, right? Because that's the part that people like to dance to,
right? And now it's just
The seven.
Now it's just the singers and the atalakus and a keyboard. I mean, it's, you know,
the newer one. Yeah,
the atalaku is the guy, by the way, in case you don't know, he's the guy that yells the dances that you're supposed to do, you know, do this,
the hype man.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, again, to translate this for the American audience, it's like a Flav, you know, or
pretty much, yeah,
or like a bow from Avail if you're into hardcore, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so that's a feature of the Congolese music. But hey, let's play some Congolese music for these folks and not just talk. And I think we're set up to do that. And Morgan, what do you got queued up here?
Pepe Calé, La Rumba.
La Rumba.
All right. Do-dum-bi, hey. Do dum bi dum bi dum bi, eh, ogeo, eh, osiao, eh, ui, eh, ui, eh. Arumba,
Maneli Mingeli. Moss.
the music of Zico Langa Langa here on Cause and Effect, here on WRIR Richmond Community Radio 97.3 FM and WRIR. Let's talk about that music that we just heard. Yoni, Morgan, you guys get in here by the mic and tell us why. Well, you know, what did we hear and why did you want to play that?
You want to talk about why did you play that?
I think Yoni some years ago played the guitar line from that, and I was like, what is that? Is that yours? He was like, nah, that's Zico, and sent me the track, and it's been a favorite of mine for a long time. So,
yeah, I mean, as we said earlier, Zico is one of the bands, if not the band, that is responsible for Seven today. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, rest in peace, Mary Jo. Mary Jo was the drummer for Zico. Up until he passed on, and he's the rhythm that we hear, like tak 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 ta, he got inspired by a train, like a train riding, and then he pictured that. He's like, oh, that's a cool rhythm from the train tracks, like could actually replicate that, and that became a thing, and they started calling it Machina Cauca, like a very dry snare sound. That's mm-hmm. what they started calling it, and. Also, like, historically, people used to have, like, those two partner dance, dances, like, the music from, like, mm-hmm. before, like, you need to have a partner to
social
dance. Social dances. But the younger guys didn't know, like, you imagine, like, a teenager is like, oh, I don't know how to dance with a girl. I can't get a girl.
Right, exactly.
And Zico was like, okay, this is, like, for the young people. And then that kind of, like... became the thing, the sensation.
So then you could freestyle dance by yourself.
And then they introduced the Atalaku stuff, and then it is, you know, today. But with that song, it's like you have great guitarists like Barroza, who also passed on a long time ago, but like the guitar lines, just like how the animateurs are singing or, you know, driving the music. It's so soothing, like, to me. You know, and then the lines were very, very, very good. And the first one was you played Pepe Cali, right?
Yeah, La Rumba.
And that's just like my childhood, like where you hear this thing on TV and then you're seeing these people dance and you're like, whoa, what is that? Like, why is that playing? And you found out it's Pepe Cali and people are like, ooh, Pepe Cali, the big guy is going to do that? And then you learn, oh no, they have a structure. And you have Juna Mumbafu or Juna Big One now, as they call him. Like, he's like the guy who's like super like hyping the music, driving the music, the guitarist Kinanga Boeing, like driving the music, and then you're like, oh my god, I want to learn about these people. You know, unfortunately we weren't able to like go to library and pull like these people history and stuff like that. You get to learn by just listening to records. Like, you know, that's really how we had to do it, I guess.
Well, then the scarcity, the difficulty of finding the information makes it, you know, more valuable to you, right?
Absolutely.
Now, that's one of the problems we all have now. It's like everything seems to be available to us. It's not, you know, what's available to us is a small fraction of what's out there, but it seems overwhelming. And it, you know, it's kind of a turnoff, you know, for a lot of people.
It really is, because if you think about it, like, if you're doing a research where it's like you actually are researching things, like you're just not staying in one, I guess, with the click of a button, you have like 1,000, you know, I guess like copy and paste plagiarized documents. And then you're like, I don't know, you know, where to situate myself within, you know, like this kind of stuff. But I think we're like, especially record, just listening. That's why I guess like the best advice for musician is musicians should listen a lot, because you're doing a research without actually exhausting yourself, but just like, you know, indulging a bunch of like music.
Amen to that. And I'll say that, you know, as someone who's not a musician but is a DJ, it's the same, you know, for us. It's, you got to know the material first. You
Absolutely.
Know, you can't play it the right way without actually knowing it.
Yeah,
And this is something that I tell the trainees here at WRIR. I really discourage people from even using the streaming services because, I mean, you know, it's necessary. I mean, we all use them, but in terms of, you know, organizing your show, you know, when you're streaming music, aside from the audio quality issues, which, you know, which are pretty significant, you've got I mean, how well do you really know it? Did you listen to the whole track? How many times have you listened to the track? Do you know how it starts? Do you know how it ends? Do you know how it's going to segue with the next thing that you play? No, but if you own a record and, you know, you've listened to it because it's scarce and you didn't have that many records, right? And you'd listen to them over and over and you really knew the material.
Absolutely.
And that's what you have to do to be a DJ, just like to be a musician. You have to know the material cold.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's like I play music that I don't understand the lyrics to a lot of times.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me. I talked to my grandson. He's a teenager. And I said, you know, I'm playing Dead Ace to Measure in my car. And I said, don't you love this? He goes, yeah, I love it. How about your friends? Would they like it? No, they don't speak the language. It's like, wait, no, who cares?
You Absolutely, know? Yeah. And I think it's kind of like it reciprocates itself because, like, Congo, for example, a lot of people love the American music. They don't understand the language, mm-hmm. but it doesn't stop people from going out and then like research and be like, oh, what are they doing? Like, what are they singing? Hence, we see how, I guess, Congolese artists have tendency to copy, you know, I guess like for the format of like band, you know, like how bands, for example, in the 70s were like the soul kind of like, I guess, structure of like a band. Like a lot of people like to copy that or like the music videos. And things like that. I think it's a good research, and then ultimately it becomes like an exchange of cultures. You know what I mean? And it's a beautiful thing.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're listening to an interview here with the members of Loboco. We have Yoni and Morgan here on Cause and Effect here on WRIR. They're going to be playing tonight at Reveille Experiences, which is in Carytown. It's on the 3100 block of West Carey Street in Carytown. And a lot of tickets sold for this show already. There's going to be a handful of tickets available at the door. The doors are open at 7 for this show. The music, the band is going to start at 8. And y'all are going to play two sets tonight?
Yes, we're looking into two sets.
And there's no opening act, folks, but there is a DJ. Yours truly.
Yes, let's go.
All right, cool.
So
come early. Yeah.
Right. And stay late. And I'm going to play. I brought a lot of guitar music.
Nice.
And then I've got some, you know, like really straight dance music for the ending. If people are still up for a party, we'll have some, you know, Zouglou, Coupe de Calais, that type of thing. But yeah, no, it's going to be a great event. And we're really looking forward to having you guys. And like I said before, you know, when I saw you in New York, I was like, "Oh, we got to get this band to come to Richmond." And
that's very
and
touching.
So
thank
you. We've got a great thing going here with our friend Jim Thompson, longtime ex-Richmonder, who is based in D.C. and is helping bring more stuff to Richmond as well. And we're calling ourselves Secret Planet Richmond, and we hope to do a lot more shows next year. I can say that we've got our first show for 2025 booked. We're going to have Jason Landero. Isu Conjunto from Colombia, it's going to be in January, and I think it's again going to be at Reveille Experiences, so that'll be cool. So, Morgan, you got some more music lined up for us here?
Totally. What are you thinking? Should we? I was thinking of playing Bayuda do Congo.
Yeah, go for it.
Because also, like Yoni mentioned earlier, there we do draw on different kind of, I guess you could say, like, ethnic groups, musical styles and genres that are maybe sometimes outside of the mainstream of Congolese music, but are really powerful and exciting to us.
And a lot of popular artists actually draw from them too.
Absolutely.
And then they just like copy. Like you have like the Wenge, for example, like they would copy more often. You have like the Kamulangu stuff, they have replicated. People have like done Chalamwana's like, you know, versions of like the music that she's released. People have done like 7 versions of it, like tons of different versions, and it's a beautiful thing. So I think you should play it.
Absolutely.
Actually, your single has Chiluba has
yes,
that
we
it,
do
yeah.
have a song called Kanuni, which is like we also pulled a little bit from.
I played
like,
that on the radio last week.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of like we also took a little bit from those like classic, I guess, Chiluba Mutuashi songs, and Chalamon actually has like similar lyrics to it, but we call it Kanuni. But it's from Chalamon it's Pokolo, but we call it Kanuni, and it's pretty much like similar. And then my experience as a child, I learned some Mutuashi stuff, and then that was like really I wanted to pull from it. But yeah, it's on that project that we did on the 45.
All right, well, let's get into that right now.
Yes, sir.
Solisson diable, buena chinga yenda wakulua.